know if you know, but chimps are really good at being able to detect a cheater, because a cheater will take food from them that they may need for their survival. And we've developed these instincts too. When you meet somebody, and I know you've all had this experience where you just met someone and said, I just don't trust them. Then I know what you did. You went home and you said, that's just totally wrong. I don't know the person, I should give them a chance. And then how many of you, a year later, went, I knew it! I knew that guy was a cheater, he was totally dishonest. Why didn't I go with my gut instinct? It's because for 4 million years, you've been detecting cheaters. It's how your ancestors stayed alive. An attraction to the highest calorie foods. I'm always curious about people who say, well, I'm on a diet, I'm not on a diet, I like pizza, gosh, I know I shouldn't eat donuts, and all. But the truth is that there's a reason that you are attracted to high calorie foods. The reason you're in this room today is because your ancestors were better at determining high calorie foods and laying around and doing nothing and conserving those calories when they didn't have to look for food and didn't have to fight. That's why you survived. That's why your genetic pool survived. That's why you want to eat donuts and lay on the couch. Don't say you don't. I know it's in your genetic makeup. That's why you survived. But the truth is that 1.7%, this is why it's important. It lets you override that. Sure, maybe you do it once a month, giving you the benefit of the doubt. But you don't give in to those instincts every day.